Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ken Davis is here, too. Ken is back. That's right. Ken's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the resident historians in our Brain Trust. But long before that, he was your historian and has been doing that now for a long time. He's the guy who wrote the book, Don't Know Much About History, and then the whole franchise, the Don't Know Much About franchise following that, including some children's books, as I mentioned earlier. And Ken joins us on a regular basis, especially during the various holidays, to give us a little bit of a background, a little perspective on what gave rise to these dates that we commemorate every year. Ken Davis, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always a great pleasure to be with you, and especially on this very, very important holiday on our national calendar.
Absolutely. And by the way, folks, a couple of other books of Ken's is America's Hidden History, and I think the last one is A Nation Rising. Is that the last one, Ken?
Well, actually, the last one is the first one, Don't Know Much About History, okay. Was just reissued.
Oh, that's right.
Updated, revised.
That's right.
Expanded edition. It just was released now in paperback, so you can find the anniversary edition, as we call it.
I have my anniversary. I have my anniversary hardback edition. I'm proud of it, too. Hey, Ken,
okay,
Monday is Memorial Day.
That's correct.
And it's a big deal in America. And but both of us have talked about this before. For a lot of folks, it's just a day off and picnicking and skiing and hanging out and that kind of thing. But it's so much more than that, isn't it?
It is more than that. I think that it is the most sacred day on the American national calendar, and that gets overlooked between the picnic recipes and the swimsuit sales and, worst of all, the mattress sales. I don't know how mattresses and Memorial Day got mixed together, but they did. But this is a day, it's a solemn day. We don't celebrate it. It's not happy Memorial Day. This is a day that we honor very, very specifically those who gave their lives in service to the country. We love and respect all veterans, but this is not Veterans Day. This is not about honoring service. Mm-hmm. This is really about honoring sacrifice. It, of course, grew out of the terrible ravages of the American Civil War. In 1868, the first Memorial Day was then called Decoration Day, was proclaimed by, not officially by a government official, but by the head of what was called the Grand Army of the Republic, John Logan. That was a fraternal organization of Union soldiers, and he wanted to have a day to mark the loss, the tremendous sacrifice. Just as a reminder, we think for a long time it was about 620,000 Americans died fighting in the Civil War. That's an astonishing number by itself.
Yep.
It was also 2% of the American population back then. We'd be talking about 6 million people dying in a war of that magnitude now. And recently, some new scholarly estimates have come out based on using old census information that the death toll was possibly 700,000 to 800,000. So it's an extraordinary number. And I hate to talk about just numbers because obviously every one of those numbers is a single person, a father, a son, a brother in most cases.
Well, absolutely. The quote that I have from General Logan is that in his day, he wanted it to be the 30th day of May. He said, 30th day of May, 1868 is designated for the purpose of strewing flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in the defense of their country. But before this order, before he made that order, women had already been doing this, hadn't they? Women were going out. Tell the audience about how this got started, just from the sentiment of women.
That's right. It was very much a tradition that began before General Logan pronounced it. And by the way, you mentioned that he said decorating the graves. That's what it was called initially, Decoration Day. Mm-hmm. And many people of an earlier generation, right up until the time I was a kid, people still used that phrase.
They still call it that around the country, different places.
In some places they do, but it's largely known as Memorial Day now. But the fact is that a town in upstate New York claimed that they were the first ones to do it. Since then, a lot of historians have gone back and looked at this. We now think that the earliest formal idea, now, the idea of putting graves, flowers on a grave, there's nothing novel or special about that. Mm-hmm. People have done it for centuries. But in 1865, someone took a group of emancipated black African-American children, former slaves, into Charleston, South Carolina, where there had been a cemetery for prisoners, Union prisoners. Mm-hmm. And they decorated those graves in 1865, 3 years before Logan made his proclamation. So this is an old idea, a traditional idea, and it was practiced many places around the country. Logan wanted to make it a national moment. Now, having said that, of course, Logan was a Union officer. He picked May 30th apparently because that was the day that the most flowers are in bloom in the North. So from the very, very beginning, this was viewed as a Northern or Union holiday.
Even though, if I'm not mistaken, Ken, my research shows, which takes, you know, subordinates to yours, but my research shows that the early decoration of Civil War graves happened by women in the South.
There's no question. As I said, this is something that was being done around the country in many different places, and certainly would have been done in the Confederate states as well as the Union states. So again, there was nothing novel about the idea. Mm-hmm. He wanted to formalize it, and he wanted to make sure that this was done year after year, not just for somebody doing it for their own relatives and then being forgotten. He wanted no ravages of time, as he said, to let each generation continue to do this.
And then it became a national holiday. When? Remind us when it became a national holiday.
It actually did not become a national holiday. It was first made a day off for federal workers by McKinley in the 1890s, but it still wasn't a true national holiday. It was really a state-by-state holiday, but widely celebrated on May 30th. And then in 1967, it became a national holiday. And then in 1968, it became a Monday holiday. It was under the Uniform Holidays Act in 1968.
Hold on to that thought, Ken. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Ken Davis.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.